Listening 1. An unusual language.
Today I'm going to talk about one of the most unusual forms of language. As you know, humans have a natural ability to learn languages, and there are many different spoken languages in the world, actually over 6,500 total. But are there any languages that are not spoken? Raise your hand if you know of any other types of language. Okay, I see a couple of hands in the air. Don, give us an example of a language that is not spoken.
Sign language.
Yes, that's a great example. Sign language is used to communicate, but does not require speaking. Instead, it uses hand motions. Any other ideas? What if I told you there is a language that uses whistling to communicate? It's true. The language is named Silbo, after the Spanish word silbar, which means to whistle, and it is used in the Canary Islands. This language was brought to the islands by Africans back in the 15th century. When the Spanish came, the whistling was adapted or changed to be closer to Spanish in its grammar. During the 20th century, it nearly became extinct, because there were so many other methods of communication. But the people and the government didn't want to lose this language, and now it is taught in elementary schools on the islands. Surprisingly, the very technology that threatened to make Silbo extinct is now helping to bring it back. The internet offers ways for people to learn this language online. So why did this language develop? Silbo is a very useful language, because the whistles can be heard more than 2 miles away. The islands have many hills and valleys, which make it difficult for people to communicate with each other from one hill to the next. Whistling is more efficient than face-to-face communication because it saves people the time of traveling over to the other hill. Silbo is even useful for people with cell phones. Because the islands are remote, cell phone coverage is not reliable there. Silbo can be used to have a normal conversation and can handle complex sentences adequately. So it's possible to say, "How was your weekend?" Or, "I am going to the store to buy potatoes for dinner." Individual names can be whistled, and numbers can be whistled. Animals can even be taught some simple Silbo phrases. Yes, Cho?
What does the language sound like?
That's a good question. Well, it doesn't sound like a song, as you might imagine. It sounds more like short, sharp whistles mixed with longer whistles. The key to understanding the whistles is understanding these different sounds. Scientists have studied Silbo and found that this language, even though it is not spoken, is processed in the same part of the brain that is used for spoken language. Therefore, people who understand Silbo use the language part of their brain, but people who don't understand Silbo interpret it as whistling. Of course, the phonetic system, that is, the system of sounds, is very different from regular speech. The whistling actually has 4 vowels and 4 consonants. People also use different tones to create different words. Nico, do you have a question?
Don't their lips get tired?
Actually, people who speak Silbo use their hands to make the whistles, so it's similar to playing a flute. They use their fingers to make the different sounds as they blow air into their hands. Silbo is a great example of the creative and unique ways people have discovered to communicate with one another. It also shows us how environmental constraints affect language. In this case, the island's landscape encouraged people to use something other than their voice, something louder that would travel farther to communicate with each other. It shows us that nothing can stop people from trying to keep in touch with each other, not even long distances, hills and valleys. Any questions?
Is that why they call the islands the Canary Islands, because people whistle like birds there?
No, that was the island's name long before Silbo was used. But I agree that there couldn't be a better language on islands named after a bird.